It wasn't until actually I started creating content on TikTok and everything like shot it up to 250,000 followers overnight. When we don't feel worthy, we sabotage all of the greatest things that we could possibly have in our lives. So many people think confidence and self-worth are actually the same. Believe it or not, we get it mixed up. I used to work for corporate and I did not know that leaving was gonna be one of the scariest decisions I've ever made. You can keep on going all you want, but eventually, you know, you'll experience an identity crisis. When we follow the plan of the universe, everything that the ego wants will eventually get taken care of.
All right, welcome to the New Age Human Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Astacio, and today we are talking with Mackenzie McBride, who is a public speaker, a self-worth coach, and the CEO of Sage Cinematics. Now, the theme of today's episode is around the challenges of self-sabotage and self-worth. Is your self-worth sabotaging your success? I want you to think about that in the back of your head as you listen to Mackenzie's story, and I'll just leave it there. Now, if you're enjoying the show, make sure you like and subscribe wherever you're listening or watching so you can get alerted to new episodes. And if you want to give some feedback to myself, just go to newagehuman.com and hit that contact me button. Now, with that said, I want to thank you for joining us today, and let's get to the show. Mackenzie McBride, thank you for coming to the show. How's it going, man?
Amazing, brother. I mean, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
You got some really cool stuff going on with between your business with Sage Cinematics, your coaching business, and then public speaking. Let's get into your story. I want to get right into it. Where did everything start for you on your journey to becoming a self-worth coach, more importantly, self-mastery? Like, where did that journey start?
Dude, it goes way, way back. So I would say, to make it very short, I believe self-mastery is, you know, aligning mind, body, and soul. And when mind, body, and soul is in alignment, that is when we are at our finest. And my entire life, I could have thought that all of those things were in alignment, but what was actually in alignment was, I like to say, mind, body, and soul is also confidence, willpower, and self-worth. So I've always had the confidence and I've always had the willpower, but I didn't necessarily know that the self-worth aspect was lacking. It wasn't until actually I started creating content on TikTok and quickly it went viral. Everything like shot it up to 250,000 followers overnight. I'm getting all of these messages from people who are, you know, and the content was about spirituality, mental health, and all of this stuff. So just think about that, how that was going. But so I'm getting all of these messages from people. I'm getting flown out to LA to create with all of these big creators and meet some fans and this whole thing. And something for me just wasn't feeling right. And at the time I thought, well, maybe this doesn't feel right because this isn't necessarily what I'm supposed to be doing. But in actuality, it was one of the pillars that I had missing. I wasn't in alignment. I didn't have the self-worth. I didn't feel worthy of receiving all of the approval, the accolades, I wasn't used to people showing me love. I've always been the kid that is striving to receive the love, but that's because in the back of my mind, I never felt worthy of having it, but I wanted to have it. And so I realized that people don't realize how much their lack of self-worth is costing them. When we don't feel worthy, we sabotage all of the greatest things that we could possibly have in our lives. And I was this close. I quit creating content for like 5-6 years. It just blows my mind to think about how many things in my life I could have self-sabotaged as well that I wasn't aware of. I've sabotaged career growth, relationships, you name it, whatever it was, because I simply didn't believe that I was worthy of anything great. So once I healed that, I made sure that I really wanted to make sure that nobody on this planet ever spends a moment here where they don't feel worthy. It's one of the most powerful things that we never think about.
It's interesting how you said you had confidence but not self-worth. How does that work? Because for me, I feel they are very connected and it's hard to fathom one without the other. How does that work?
So many people think confidence and self-worth are actually the same. Believe it or not, we get it mixed up, which is exactly why I which is exactly why I never had a hard time creating external success in my life. But I did have a hard time creating internal success. So confidence is the way that you see yourself in the way that you know that no matter what happens, I can overcome no matter what comes my way. I'm confident in my ability to show up. I'm confident in my ability to get this done. I am confident in my ability to see things through, push forward no matter what happens. I know that I'm that type of person. I can get that done no matter what. It is detaching your worth from outcomes. When you know that you'll overcome any outcome, that's confidence. It's like, no, I am awesome regardless of whatever outcome comes because I can get through it. So that's confidence. It's the ability to overcome anything, no matter what it is. And it's also seeing yourself in a way where you're like, I can truly get through anything. Self-worth is, do I feel like I'm worthy of it? It's a completely different thing. To give you an example, I may be confident that I am an amazing content creator. I may be confident that I am really good at doing this thing. And even if I fail in this moment, I will overcome that and keep going to get better. But that doesn't mean that I necessarily feel worthy of the thing that I'm looking to achieve. It doesn't necessarily mean that I feel worthy of getting that, especially when you come from a place where you previously lacked that thing. In my case, the thing that I lacked was I grew up in an environment where my parents didn't show as much attention or approval or support in my life. And so I always worked hard. I was confident in whatever I did, but actually getting the, oh my God, you're doing so good, that's so great, that was strange to me. I had the confidence to do whatever it was on the outside, but I didn't have the self-worth. I didn't think I was worthy of receiving it all.
Interesting. I'm reflecting on myself and I'm like, I had a lot of, you can do it. But then the opposite, which was I didn't do it because I didn't want to, I guess I saw myself bigger than the outcome. And so I didn't want to prove that wrong. So I didn't do it. I'm like, oh yeah, I could do that, but I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
And so I didn't.
that's self-worth, man.
Yeah. So there was high self-worth, but very little confidence. So I was coming from the exact opposite space, which is interesting to hear you experience something completely opposite. It makes total sense. So that's nuts. You started doing mental health, or you started doing some interesting content on TikTok that blew up, and then you're freaking getting flown out to some event. And I'm guessing that's a creator event because what was that all about?
They just wanted to highlight some of the top creators that were on the platform at the time.
Oh, so TikTok flew you out.
Yes, correct. So it was a really big TikTok event. So it was just me and a bunch of other big creators at the time. And it was also like a red carpet experience. We got to meet people like Terry Crews, Nick Cannon, so many others, people I can't even remember right now, but we also got to, you know, create content with them at the time, because it was at a time where there wasn't like a lot of celebrities doing this at the time. This was like, it was like new to the game when TikTok first like hit. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was different.
Okay. So that happened, and then you had a 5-year pause. That's yes. Like, what were you doing in that 5 years? You just stopped creating content and just did other stuff
entirely. I'm so happy. Like, dude, we're about to get deep.
Okay, let's go.
They say that your frequency is what you frequently see, and the vibration that I was like vibrating at when it came to being in alignment was completely off. Like, I was not in alignment with what I truly wanted to do. And so I didn't know that I didn't feel worthy, and that's why I quit. I didn't realize that I didn't feel worthy until about 2 years ago. Mm. During that 5-year gap, I was always into cinematography and filmmaking. It was what I was, I was using my skills as a cinematographer to go viral at the time. Nobody else on TikTok was using professional camera gear. Everybody was using their phone. So I was always into the art of storytelling, spirituality, filmmaking, all of that. I left being a content creator. I stopped entirely, put that on pause. And for 5 years, I went on to build a very successful media production company. And during this time, I had no idea why the media production company for 5 years was doing so well. It didn't make sense to me. I was like, well, why does this, how come this is so beautiful, but the content creator thing wasn't hitting for me? It wasn't actually until one day I woke up and was like, oh, there it is. I don't know what it was. I don't know if I read something, man. I don't know if I was listening to something, or if it was like deep within the meditation, or I just one day just got hit with a wave of truth. And it was, dude, the moment you receive any greatness in your life, you self-sabotage it, and you didn't feel worthy of the love. And that's why you self-sabotaged it. You see, for anybody listening, if you, especially when it comes to entrepreneurship, spirituality, or when it comes to just living life on purpose, if mind, body, and soul, in other words, confidence, willpower, and self-worth is not in alignment, you can only get but so far. In the content creation world, I had the confidence and the willpower, but I didn't think that I was worthy. I had the confidence, like, dude, I can crush this. This is awesome. The willpower, will I actually take the actionable steps to make it possible? Yes. Do I believe that I'm worthy of it? Whoa, I didn't. But the media production company did so well because I never had a wound around money. So I had the confidence that, dude, okay, I'm a great cinematographer. I've done this before. I'm pretty sure that whatever situation, I can show up how I need to. Also had the willpower. I'm willing to walk the walk. I'm willing to put in the actionable steps. I'll do that. And do I believe that I'm worthy of money? Sheesh, like, yes, I do. So I never had a problem with that. And when I realized that, it was whoa. We do not receive in life that which we desire. We only receive that which we feel we are equal to the frequency of. And the universe always says yes. So if you say no, and I said no to my own worthiness, that's where the self-sabotage happens.
Mm-hmm. I like, so how you're like, huh?
No, I'm sorry. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just responding to what you said. You were saying, like, I have no problem accepting the money. And I don't hear that as often. I joke around. Yeah, I'll take it. But at the end of the day, like, that has been my thing, where accepting the money, it was like, no. What did I do to deserve? Because I'm not used to this amount. And then at the same time, you put it pretty well. Yes. Universe always says yes. And if you don't deserve it, you don't deserve it. If you do deserve it, you do. Right? bro. I like it. So
absolutely.
And the, so you just was like, I'm going to do TikTok. And then you got all this attention. And then you're like, too much. I don't deserve this. Let me just go to what I'm used to. And you went straight into cinematography. And that blew up. But now you're self-reflecting. Like, wow, I had no problem with this. Now, what happened with the other thing? Like,
yeah,
were you questioning it because you wanted to go back into content creation? Like, was cinematography getting a little boring and you wanted to like go to the next level? Like, why were you questioning yourself? Because you already have something that's good.
I'm so happy that you asked. So I wanna mention this point. I didn't realize that I wasn't the moment I realized why I ran away from the love, attention, and approval, and the, oh, you're like, this guy is amazing. I think I remember it was one day I was probably at like a brand or business shoot or shooting a wedding or something. And I was like, oh my God, I was so afraid of this. I went from being in front of the camera to being behind the camera. Like, I ran away from the spotlight so hard. I did a complete 360. And the thing that was like killing me inside when it came to the media production company was I felt like source was missing. I felt like creation, God, was completely missing. It was gone. And it was the thing that was that lit me up inside was completely gone. It just felt wrong. It felt like all the gifts that I have, all the talents that I have, the natural love and to be able to speak with somebody and walk inside of a room and light up the energy, influence the energy in the room was gone. Now I'm the guy who walks inside of a place and instead of telling my story and uplifting people's lives and their spirit with love and stories, I'm now recording stories for other people. I didn't believe I was worthy so much that I'm now walking around with a camera, putting everybody else in the spotlight, and I'm behind. It blew my mind, bro. Fireworks and everything. Fireworks, yes.
I said fireworks because like the imagery just did a whole bunch of fireworks and you're saying that.
Oh my gosh.
It was good timing.
It truly blew my mind, man. And so I had to come back to creating content and changing people's lives because I realized the thing that made me want to come back to creating content and doing what lights me up on the inside is that I realized that if I stayed in the media production company, which I still own the company, but I do some stuff here and there, I realized that if I stayed in it 100%, the only thing that I would do is postpone my spiritual progression. This was something that I needed to heal. This was something that I needed to fix. I couldn't stay behind a camera my entire life, have the confidence, willpower, and the self-worth of money, but not feel like I'm worthy of love, but not feel like I'm worthy of changing people's lives, not worthy of inspiring. I used to get messages all the time from people who would tell me that I changed their lives. And now I'm over here doing something that is, I feel like is destroying mine. It was, bro. And I, like, it's so crazy that I went from changing people's lives to being behind a camera and afraid of doing that. I don't even know, like, if I could speak to anybody, whoever, everybody listening to the podcast, if you struggle with self-worth, I'm telling you, it shows up in ways that you might not even notice because it's definitely deep work. Many of us go our entire lives without noticing that we struggle with self-worth in some particular area in our lives.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting how you said that you're behind the camera, and I think a lot of people are behind the camera, and, whether you create content for someone else or behind the camera, air quotes, in a job, a project where you're building someone else's home, you're building someone else's life, and acquiring self-worth from building someone else up could be detrimental to your self-worth, in my opinion. And I see something that could be a natural progression for someone like that. You tell me what your thoughts are. I see the head nods, but tell me your thoughts, where it could be a one of those things where maybe that's just a stage of self-reflection, of understanding what you're capable of. And at the same time, I think you would get that itch to quote unquote be in front of the camera, right? Like you become proficient at what you decided to do. And maybe that itch comes when it's time for you to pass on that knowledge and be the person that other people look up to. I think that is what happened to you. You got all this experience, and then you have built a successful media company, and you had that itch, and then you started seeing, you know what I have a value, and now you're giving a lot of value. You're, like you said, you're changing lives, and that's like an interesting thing. What are your thoughts on people who might be in that situation where they're like just before where you were, where they're like, whether you're, I don't want to say stuck at your job, but let's say you've been there for a while and you're feeling like there's something else you should do, or you started a project, you have a business, and like I said, you're building up someone's life. You're in that support role. You can pay for that, but you're in that support role. Do you feel that, like, or what advice do you have for someone that might feel that itch? What does that feel like? What are some things that you can do to build your self-worth to get to that next step should you want to start taking action on being the person that people look up to help better other people?
Yes, that's a really great question. Thank you for asking that. I feel like, first off, there is nothing wrong with, you know, building up somebody else's thing. Because, I mean, when we talk about self-worth, there are some people who truly don't desire to do these, you know, huge grand things. That there are people who truly don't desire to do that. So I would because, you know, there is an abundance of people who are like, oh, entrepreneurship sounds so awesome, like I really want to do that. And it's like, you have, like, unless it's in you and you're not just trying it out, you know, if it's in you, then you don't really have a choice. I was born into a family of entrepreneurs, and it's the only way of life that I understand. So to, you know, not work a 9-to-5 and work 24/7, it's the only thing I know. I feel like working a 9-to-5 is too easy. I clock in, I clock out, and I'm not worried about what's happening in the business. It's not my business. But if you are somebody who's in that spot, speaking to the entrepreneur who maybe is in that 9-to-5 and you want to do something else, or you have this passion, you have this goal, and it's sitting on your heart, you know exactly what you want, you know exactly how to do it, I would just say, just take that first step. It's there's nothing more difficult than taking the first step. Because if you're in a 9-to-5 right now, the truth is you got there because of a belief. There was some belief that you had that somehow this was more safe. Or you got there because you truly didn't believe that entrepreneurship was an option. No, you didn't know that it was an option at all. And so to step into that world, it's completely scary. I want to be the first to say, I used to work for Apple corporate, and I did not know that leaving Apple was going to be one of the scariest decisions I've ever made. It was so scary for me that the first day that I walked out, I was just like, this, I'm not doing this anymore. I just walked straight out, man. And for the first 2 weeks.
Wait. Why did you say F this? What happened that you were like, I'm done. I need to know.
I was about 20 years old or 21. My aunt had passed away. And she was the only thing that I could think about while I was at work for a couple days. And you see, I really want to let this land for everybody. I know we're all spiritual to the bone. I know that we're all woo woo. And so I'm like the only really hardcore universe frequency energy person in my family. And you know, when my aunt passed away, I remember being in the room with her, and I remember, you know, I had my hands on her hands, and I remember feeling her energy. And then randomly everything just got cold. And when that happened, I felt this weird feeling as if, you know, this is her body, but she's no longer in here. While I was touching her hands, I felt the life force in her. Like, I felt her. And then the next second, I don't know what it was. I just felt that even though that this is her body, it's laying here right in front of me, she's not there anymore. She just left, and I felt it.
Wow.
And then the doctors walks in, and my grandmother is crying. She was crying all the entire time, but I just looked at the doctors and they just gave me this nod, and they didn't even have to tell me what just happened. I was like, oh yeah, I know. And it was in that moment, for the next week or so, the only thing that I could think about was how life isn't promised to any of us. Death is the inevitable. It doesn't matter how much we want to ignore it or not talk about it. And prior to this experience, I want to throw this in. You know, we all know that people die. We know that people die, but it's not something that most people consciously think about on a daily basis. I was always one of those kids that thought about death on a daily basis. I think a lot of us spiritual people, we tend to do that. But up until this point, I've never had somebody close to me or in my personal life or in my family like that I've known die. You hear that, you know, people and your family members that you've probably never met, you've heard they passed away, and you're like, oh, that's sad, but I didn't really know this person. But she was the first person that I knew that actually died. And if it wasn't for her, I don't think I've ever would have made the switch. The thought that came to my head when I walked out was, if death isn't even really a thing, and the spirit lives on after we've quote unquote left this vessel, if we are spiritual, infinite, divine beings living in a temporary human experience, if that's the case, what do I have to fear while I'm in this vehicle? I'm just going to do it. And so, yeah, I truly think that for anybody in that position, if you really have something on your heart, if it's sitting there, I want you to know that it's not sitting there for no reason. Sometimes you may try that thing out and it may not be it, or maybe it's something else. Who knows? But you have to explore that feeling. You have to say yes to that. Because the more you say no to the feelings that are flowing within you, the more our body loses trust within us.
Ooh, interesting.
When your body is feeling this emotion, it trusts you to explore it. And when you don't explore those feelings, you disconnect from yourself in ways we don't even understand.
You're making me think about something that you're tying into, where one, yeah, when something comes to you and you have that urge to do something more or take action, what is it that you said that you start to lose trust in yourself? What did you say?
Yes.
Right?
Your body will lose trust within you. Absolutely.
And that is being incongruent with yourself. You start to separate from yourself. And I think, yes. I don't know, what are your thoughts? Is that where a lot of burnout comes from? Just pushing on?
Oh, absolutely. dude, Jim Carrey said it best. He said, he said, depression is the body saying, F you, I don't want to do this anymore. Depressed is your body needing deep rest from playing this character that it doesn't want to play anymore.
Yeah.
And so you can keep on going all you want, but eventually, you know, you'll experience an identity crisis every time. And I'm not saying that people need to act upon every emotion. You need to, you know, be irrational and not have emotional intelligence. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm actually saying is when you have something in you and it's like this fiery energy and it's, you feel it, you cannot and you must not say no, because when you do, the body or soul will lose trust within you to do whatever it takes. You'll experience a huge disconnect. And so let's just say that you don't follow the callings and the energies that are flowing within you. What do you think is going to happen when you start to gather more information about that business or the entrepreneurial journey that maybe that you start to learn, hey, this is possible. I'm going to these events. I'm reading these books. I'm listening to these podcasts. I'm starting to think that this is possible. I'm starting to feel like this is possible. But you've already had the body, had the soul lose trust within you. Hey, come on, let's conjure up the confidence and the willpower to go do this thing. No, you've already allowed the soul to lose trust within you. It's like, hey, when we felt this way, we thought that we were supposed to do this and you said no. So why should we trust the feelings? You told us not to. You're using emotions to make us follow this plan. But it was the very emotions that we gave you to tell you to go do this thing. You told us that. Bro, I'm feeling it, man.
The inner battle, right?
Yes.
Oh, man. There's another thing that you reminded me of. You know how in the past we used to invent a lot more things over the past years, right? Have you heard of the understanding of how, I'm trying to remember like the specific invention, but I think like the light bulb or the telegram, it was invented in multiple places at the same time. And the urge to do something is possibly something bigger than you. And you are, that idea is the seed and you are fertile ground. It's your choice what you want to do. And as you question yourself, the fertile ground gets drier, right? Or if you get too excited, but you have self-doubt, you might overwater yourself. So it's one of those things where like self-mastery comes into play, presence comes into play, self-worth. And you tell me, how do you make sure your quote unquote soil is continuous to be good for that idea so that you can go and just crush it?
I just ask myself a question, and it's, am I living for the evolution of souls, humanity? Am I living out the purpose that my soul came here to do? Or am I entangled within the idiosyncrasies and the psychological dramas of man? And again, when I think back to, we are not these bodies, we are all connected, we are all one. I just, to stay on that path, I just really keep reconnecting back with, what does Source want me to do? What does the universe want me to do? I believe that when we follow the plan of the universe, everything that the ego wants will eventually get taken care of.
I agree.
And I think that we suffer when the ego is only, when we only focus on the ego, when we only focus on what's within our external reality, the three-dimensional reality, when we don't tap into the quantum and connect with source, we build resistance, and that's why it gets all dried up. We try to do things that wasn't in the plan, because we think that we need to dominate. We think that we need to crush it. We think that we need to do things the way that we want it to. But when we take a step back and we just say, hey, am I doing this to fulfill ego? Or am I doing this to be a part of something bigger, something greater? Then I think that let me just say this. I believe that doing that is definitely the harder choice, for sure. It's not the easier choice. It is easier to say, well, I don't want to do this. I just opened up this business. Nobody's buying right now. I just came on this stage. Nope. Do I feel like people is listening? I just launched that podcast. I got 4 listeners. It's easier to do something where you feel like I'm getting instant gratification. And the instant gratification is the things that that we materialize in our three-dimensional reality. But it is more difficult to follow source, because I know you've heard of this quote. It's the willingness to plant a tree that you know that you will never be able to sit under.
Ooh.
And it's like, oh my God, but I know I want to sit under a tree.
I know.
I want to sit under the tree. So it's tough. You know, it's self-mastery is that inner battle. It is, well, this is saying this and this is saying this. And it's like, it is a lot more tough, but that's what I do. I always connect back with source and I say, at the end of my life, what would I be more proud of? The impact that I left, or the things that I've accumulated.
And that's grounding right there. That's humbling. That'll humble your ego for sure. So, yes. So you quit Apple and now you're taking that leap of faith. What happens next?
It was scary. But I saw into the future more of what was actually happening, even though it was frightening. I knew where I was going and I knew where I wanted to be. It was just that my investment was still tangled up in the 9-to-5. My investment was still tangled up in something that I thought was practical. So it was definitely difficult leaving, but I leave Apple and everybody knew me as the spiritual vegan environmentalist, the guy that's like, I wear like these psychedelic headbands to work and I say all of these hippie things. Like I'm talking to my employees like sweet bubbles, like
sweet bubbles.
Dude, that was if you ask anybody at Apple, dude, I would just walk around, somebody would say something like, hey, and I'd be like, dude, sweet bubbles. I just made it up, dude. It was crazy. But it was a huge shift. It was time to start implementing some of the things that I felt was a little bit more practical for my soul. I came across this book called The Mastery of Love. I'm not sure if you're familiar, but dude, it's one of my favorite books. It's so powerful. I probably read that book about 10 times a year alone. Wow. But I would probably say about a month after quitting, deep into this book, and I go outside, I look up at the stars. I'm a huge stargazer. I don't know what it is. When I stare at the stars, I feel this flutter in my heart. Like there's a string that's being pulled on my heart from the stars above. It just feels so great.
And this is without drugs.
Oh, this is without drugs. Oh, I'm okay. Oh, dude, this is something that I want to tell you too, because I am, dude, there is like this realm of like euphoric bliss that is filled with ecstasy without ecstasy. Like, it's so weird. I can tap into this love that usually people are like, oh, I experienced that on shrooms. I tell, I'm high off life. I am so like, dude, don't get me wrong. Someday I would love to try something like a psilocybin or an ayahuasca, but I'm so afraid of that because I think that I'm not afraid of it. I just feel like I'm so connected. Is my soul gonna leave when I get on this thing? I'm not gonna come back. I already feel like this. I already feel high off of life every day. What is this thing gonna do to me? Like, that's so.
It's gonna give you a jetpack, and you're gonna just have 100 or zero, and you got two buttons, and you're just gonna be gone,
bro.
That's my thought. I'm in the same boat.
Bro, I believe it, man. Yesterday, like, I made my cup of tea, and my fiance is sitting right here at the desk. She's editing one of my videos while I'm. First of all, she started editing my videos with me about 2 days ago.
It's been
so great to have some help.
Okay,
dude, this is how woo I am, dude. I've been drinking tea every single day. I have like 10. It's unhealthy. I know. I don't care. I love my life. I have about 10 cups of tea every single day. And about the sixth cup of tea, I'm like pouring the water in. And as the tea's steeping, I just burst out into this uncontrollable laughter. And she's staring at me like, you all right? And I'm like, I don't know what it is, but I got so much love in me right now, dude. And it's so funny because people will look at me like, I bet some people probably think, is he on something? Dude, I'm too scared to touch anything. Like, the hardest thing I've ever touched is like wine, and that's it. But so yeah, I'm after reading the Book of Mastery, I have this, I go outside because the way that I'm connected when I look at the stars, I don't know what it is. It's just deep. And I got filled with so much love in me, more than I could ever possibly imagine. And then this thought came to my head. I don't know why this thought came to my head, but it felt like a huge spiritual awakening. As I'm looking at the stars, I go, wait a minute. What is it that is looking through the eyes that I have right now that's looking at the sky? Like, wait a minute. So I am not this body. I am whatever source is inside of me looking through these eyes. Like, I can't, dude. Oh my God.
Sounds like you took a huge, like, that sounds like you were on drugs.
I know, bro. That's trippy.
It's almost like you had an out of body experience, as if you're using your body as a telescope, and you're how I see you looking at yourself.
Yes, it felt like I was the thing looking through the telescope, but my whole life I thought I was the fucking telescope. I'm like, oh my God. Like, and that's what I mean. Like, I was filled with so much love that, and this was about 2018. I look at my fiance and say, I'm so overflown with love right now. I have to share the love that's in me with everybody else in the world. She didn't understand. I didn't understand, but it made sense to me. I said, I have to buy a microphone. I have to buy a camera. I have to buy whatever it is. I have to get it. I have to hit the record button and just spread love. And that was it. That was it. And I just did that. I started in 2018, and that's what I did. It didn't necessarily make sense to me. It's not something that I thought twice about. I didn't try to do it. I wasn't like at home, like some of those entrepreneurs, like, let me try to conjure up a plan. Like, dude, I just listened to the energy that was flowing through me. It just said, do this. I said, I surrender. Yes, I'll do it.
Wow. That's a good story. That's like, you were high on life, saw yourself as a telescope, and then you're like, I need to get in front of a camera and start spreading love, because I mean, it's almost like if I tell someone about your podcast, I'm going to be like, try not to take shrooms. See what happens. Do you feel the same? You know?
Yeah.
Like watching a Doctor Strange, you know?
Yes.
But not on anything and still getting that effect.
Oh, man. Yes.
Yeah, don't. I know some people are going to be upset, but I'm going to say, I think it's... Are you familiar with the book Power versus Force?
No, I haven't heard of that.
It's David Hawkins, and he breaks down the different levels of consciousness. And this is actually reminding me of a chapter that blew me away, where he talks about how certain psychedelics, stimulants, all they're doing is putting into a higher vibratory consciousness. And the addiction is actually you're addicted to that experience. If it was an elevator and you've been living your life on floor 2, and then someone gave you something and you jumped to floor 5, you came out and you're like, this is a beautiful place. You have a nice view. You have nice people. That's the first time you ever saw a marble floor. You're used to fake wood, whatever the case. And then it runs out. You get sucked back into the elevator. You drop down. You get sped out with everybody else on level 2. And you're like, oh man. And you think you have to take that. And you're a perfect example of someone that's just like, I'm level 5. And you're like, it's great, guys. I didn't take anything.
Yes.
And I feel like you got like a studio on level 5. And you're just like, hey, welcome, guys. You know, check out the floor. Check out the stars, bro.
check it out, man. Yes.
Yeah, you make me. So you started in 2018, you started your podcast. Is that like you got in front of the camera and it was in 2018?
Yes. In 2018, I do that. It's so crazy because, you know, at the time, you know, it was when you went on Instagram, it wasn't as wide, like mainstream as it is now, where everybody is, you scroll, everybody has a SM7B in front of their faces. It was, something was like, dude, get the camera, get the mic. And I went all out. So I started podcasting in 2018 and I left it for about 5 years. And now I'm coming back. My podcast is going to be launching in 2 days on the 24th.
Nice. And you got like the whole setup, and I'm excited for you, man, because there's a lot of energy that you're pushing out right now that people deserve to feel and experience. When it comes to your self-mastery, your coaching, I want to end off with some tips, some things as you help people, as you're working your craft. What are some good nuggets that you feel that people appreciate that you've shared, or just some good nuggets, some really good things on like self-mastery, bringing up your worth, and maybe a sneak peek into some of the subjects you're going to talk about in your podcast in the first couple episodes.
Absolutely. One of the things that I talk about when it comes to self-mastery, but also self-worth, is the fact that so many people think that, oh, I do need that drug to feel this. I do need the ayahuasca or the psilocybin to feel this. Don't get me wrong. I think one day I might try ayahuasca. I just think that I might not come back if I do. But I will say that prior to me feeling the way that I feel about life every single day, I would have probably jumped on ayahuasca or psilocybin sooner. Because within the spiritual world, and not even just the spiritual woo-woo, but even in the self-development, personal development world, so many people are handing out just that, tips and tricks, hacks, exercises, and this and this and that, and go to this retreat, do this. And I'm not against any of those things. All of those things are so amazing. But what people don't understand is that self-mastery and feeling like you are on ayahuasca every day, it's not about learning anything. It's about unlearning. Again, I say this in my podcast. I do this with some of my coaching clients. When was the last time that you seen a child who wasn't confident? What child wasn't very confident in their abilities? They could have drawn this little transformer, a truck, a Barbie, and it looked like crap, but they thought it was the dopest thing in the world. They were confident about what they were doing. They had the willpower to, when they woke up and they wanted to go ride the bike, they rode the damn bike. They didn't, like, they weren't like, oh, like, I don't know. They rode the damn bike. And when the child is like, hey, I want that ice cream, I want this, I want that, that child believes they are worthy of Chuck E. Cheese. They believe they are worthy of the ice cream. They believe they are worthy of the sugar. They didn't start believing that they weren't worthy until somebody told them no, until. They stopped being confident until people told them no, until. And so that's the biggest thing. It's not putting on more masks, because that's what learning new tips and tricks and exercises do. It's putting on more masks. You're becoming dependent on these exercises and all these things. But when you woke up as a child, you just woke up every day like this. And you, the reason why you stopped is because you put on a mask. And we wear this persona everywhere we go. Everywhere we go, we wear the persona. And it's bad enough to have the persona, but we put on a different one in every setting that we go to. We have a different persona at home, at work, at school. It doesn't matter. We put on the mask that we think people want us to wear so we can be loved, approved, appreciated, and accepted. And that's when we stopped feeling freedom. That's when we stopped running naked. That's when we stopped running in the grass. That's when we stopped grounding. Everything that I teach, yeah, sure, there are some things, some exercises, some things that I can give you, some things that we do, but it's really not learning something. It's reclaiming who we truly are. It's letting go of all the BS.
Reclaim your inner child. Run around naked.
There it is, bro. No. You can do that too, but I love you, man.
It actually reminds me, well said, as my mind goes on tangents, apparently there is a cruise that you can go on where it's a nude, I think it's a nude cruise. Yeah.
I don't know.
So if you want to embrace your inner child, I will find that information for you.
I didn't say that, but you want to do it, go ahead.
I'm going to put a quote with your face. I'm kidding.
You said go on the nude cruise. Perfect.
Okay, what timestamp was that? No. So have you, your podcast is about to launch. What, have you started recording episodes yet? So I'm trying to get a sneak peek into what you're doing. What can the beginning episodes look like that people can look forward to?
So we talk about many things. It's more so just it's self-mastery, but it's connecting with higher vibrations. It's my podcast is very relaxing, very soothing. So not only will I be talking by myself and just landing knowledge bombs, just knowledge after knowledge, but it's also a very relaxing, a very calming, soothing podcast. I like to get you in the same vibrational state that I'm in before the podcast begins. We interview some people who are experts in certain areas of self-mastery. So we interview some people who are really great at confidence, really great at willpower, really amazing with self-worth. Sometimes we interview people who are really amazing at all three. Maybe they just have one of those things. And funny enough, we haven't done this yet, but we will also be interviewing some people who maybe not be great at any of those things or great in some, and doing live breakthroughs. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a good mix of getting you into the state, giving you all the good high vibe feels, but self-improvement, motivation, spirituality, self-mastery. But it's also community, connecting with people who have those things, you know, really solid. Informing people on how to do that as well. And we also interview some people who might not necessarily be great in that thing, to show people that it's possible. Because I feel like there's a lot of podcasts that will bring on talent who are experts. But a lot of podcasts are missing the relatability. Yeah, I hear you telling me I should eat these foods. Yeah, I hear you telling me that I should do this. Yeah, I hear you telling me that I should do that. But why don't you bring on somebody that I feel like is like me? How can you help that person?
I like it.
So I want the podcast to be relatable to the audience as well. I want everybody to know that self-mastery is possible for them. So yeah.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. You definitely have the chill vibe. It's interesting. You have the high energy and also the chill vibe, and it's like in one spot. It's very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, I don't know how. It is interesting. I gotta pick one, or I don't know. But
no, but you know, you are you, and it's working, and it's gonna be unique. It's just interesting. I'm very curious to see how that works. Just I'm experiencing it right now. It's like I had 5 cups of coffee, but somehow I'm able to relax. And it's like I think honestly that's I would say I'm in that state where I have a lot of energy, but I'm relaxed. That's a higher state of consciousness. You have an abundance of energy, but you don't need to like blow it up. You know, like it doesn't have to be used. It's got its places. Boom.
Bro, have it too. Like, you know, when I first met you, I saw it. You have that energy as well. It's the, dude, I'll do what I got to do to get it done. But it's not even like, sorry, your energy is reserved. You are just very intentional where you put your energy. I love that about you, man. So good for you. I'm so happy that you brought me on here. This is a great platform that you're hosting here. You're a great host, so thank you so much for having me on.
No problem, and thanks for coming on, and I look forward to hearing from you. Oh, so what's the name of what's the name of the podcast going to be, and do you have a release time and a place for people to go?
Yes, so the podcast is going to be called The Book of Mastery. And it will be streaming on all platforms. It will also be on YouTube as well. So you can just search The Book of Mastery or Mackenzie McBride, and that's where you'll find it.
I look forward to it. Thanks for coming on, man.
Absolutely.